Three times, Harris has been to the Juneau Planning Commission asking for the two-acre parcel at the corner of Atlin Drive and Mendenhall Loop Road to be zoned light commercial rather than its current medium-density residential. And three times, the Planning Commission has rejected Harris's request, citing the city's comprehensive plan. After one of those attempts, the Assembly reversed the Commission's decision, but only temporarily. The action was rescinded when the city attorney found it illegal. The Assembly heard Harris's latest appeal at a hearing Monday night, where the developer argued the comprehensive plan actually supports his request.
It's just hard to believe that anybody could look at this site and say, you know, that's probably better residential than commercial. If you just look at the site, the project, what it is, where it is, and say, that's not, it's obvious, it looks like commercial. Most people can't believe it's not commercial.
Harris bought the property from the U.S. Forest Service more than 3 years ago. It's currently occupied by a stand of trees and an old World War II Quonset hut. Duck Creek runs through the parcel. Neighbors along Atlin Drive and nearby Teslin Street have opposed the switch to light commercial over fears of what kind of development would be allowed under that zoning. Harris has not proposed a specific project other than to say he wants it to be mixed use. Some mixed use is allowed with a conditional use permit under the current residential zoning, but he says it's not enough for what he wants to build there. Senior city planner Beth McKibben told the Assembly that the Planning Commission's decision to reject the rezone was based on her analysis of the most compatible uses for the area, according to the comprehensive plan.
The staff analysis was that light commercial is not consistent with medium density residential, and the Planning Commission agreed. But Mr. Harris's interpretation is different.
The Assembly listened to arguments from both Harris and McKibben for about an hour before its regular meeting Monday night. Members went into closed-door deliberations after the meeting. The Assembly has 45 days from the date of the hearing to issue a proposed decision in the case. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.